Off the Ball, GAA.
But with the new rules, you feel like you don't understand the game anymore to an extent, in that, you know, these 8, 10, 12 point leads do not mean anything like what they used to before.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we hear why Leinster won't be taking the Northampton Saints for granted in this Saturday's Champions Cup semi-final, just who has made a Welsh rugby U-turn, and after what was a cracking weekend of domestic rugby, we hear from the victorious UL Bohemians head coach, Fiona Hayes. But first today, as preparations step up ahead of Saturday's Investec Champions Cup semi-final between Leinster and Northampton, Leo Cullen's side have just suffered their second defeat of the season to the Scarlets in the URC last weekend. Their opponents this Saturday are familiar to Irish audiences. Northampton have already defeated Munster 34-32 in a cracker earlier this season in Franklin's Gardens. They're also beaten semi-finalists last year by their opponents this weekend. Last year in Croke Park, James Lowe scored a hat-trick, whilst Jameson Gibson-Park produced a performance for the ages. It was, however, their captain, Caelan Dorris, who came up with the match-winning moment, his defensive turnover in the final 90 seconds, giving Leinster a nearly 2017 win over Northampton in front of 80,000 spectators. That game looked all but over, but when Lowe cruised in for his third try just 3 minutes into the second half, but a spirited comeback from Phil Dowson's side just fell short late into the second half. Leinster assistant coach Robin McBride says that his side have to keep their wits about them this weekend.
They're a very dangerous attacking outfit. You know, that's evident in the way they play. They're very comfortable in how they go about approaching their game, their mindset. They do everything at pace. And they do everything very well at pace. So, you know, it's worked for them in Europe in particular. They're a very dangerous team. So, you know, we're going to have our wits about us. I'm sure they've got to arrive and try and run us ragged, really. So, you know, we're going to have to, like I said, try and be one step ahead and have a good feel for what's coming.
Prior to any Leinster success, Dan Sheehan will have to be on top of his game, both in the set piece and in the loose. The Leinster defence has changed under the tutelage of Jacques Nienaber. Sheehan says that they have to be on their game when they come up against the Saints.
Yeah, it's obviously a collective effort. We've probably run a bit of a high-risk, high-reward defensive system that has been clicking well for us in Europe the last 2 weeks, I suppose. But, you know, coming off the back of a tough performance against Scarlets, maybe we need to make sure that no bad habits have sort of creeped in, and we need to make sure that we're all over our basics. And, you know, I think when you look at Northampton, they're a very good attacking side who play some proper, really good rugby, especially in Europe. They've put really good teams away with big numbers. So, you know, that'll be obviously be a massive focus for us. Is our defence is by no means sort of ticked off and job done. So our prep this week will be like other weeks, and we'll be all over.
And remember, you can hear live commentary of that game this Saturday on Off the Ball, live from the Aviva Stadium. Cuono Flaherty will be joined by Andrew Dunn in the commentary box, while build-up will begin with John Duggan in the hot seat from 1 o'clock. Now, before Clontarf were crowned Energia Men's AIL champions at the Aviva Stadium on Sunday, Railway Union and UL Bohemians played out a thriller in the women's final. Éilis Cahill's 82nd minute try was worth its weight in gold, as UL Bohs dramatically outlasted Railway Union 29-24 to win back-to-back Energia All-Ireland League titles for the first time since 2018. 12 months on from the historic first Women's Division decider to be held at the Aviva Stadium, UL Bohs prevailed again on the same scoreline, despite being without Aoife Corey and Jane Clossy, Ireland's two debutants against Scotland on Sunday. Table toppers Railway Union, who had put together a terrific 19-match winning run, led this enthralling encounter on three occasions, but ultimately couldn't get the job done. Speaking to Owen Sheehan on Monday Night Rugby, UL Bohs head coach Fiona Hayes said that she was still coming down from the madness that was Sunday's victory.
Oh God, I the stress of it, I'm still not right over that one. Yeah, it was unbelievable. We went a couple of tries down, and we scored. We brought on the bench, I think made an impact, but we scored two tries, maybe one around the 69th minute, and we missed the conversion, so we were 2 points down, and they had great territory. On 79 minutes around that, we were 5 metres out of our own line with a scrum. And I suppose what happened was absolute poetry in motion. Anything that could go right went right for us. It was unbelievable. So we got a couple of penalties as well, but it was all kicked off by just outside our 22, a lovely gamble crossfield kick by Kate Flannery, and we gathered that, and the momentum just kept going with us. Then we had a couple of big carries. We stretched them wide on the wing and eventually got down inside Railways 22 and got a penalty about 7 metres out, and a couple of phases later we were in our saviour Eilish Cal, our 80 minute tight end prop, got in the 82nd minute to snatch victory. I felt I was absolutely delighted, but it's a horrible way to lose.
Straight off the training ground is what you're telling us, Fiona.
Absolutely, everything. You know, even my 10 came over to me and was like, what did you think? She's Jake Flannery's sister. So Jake said to her after the match, I can't believe you kicked that ball, you know, because it's a 50-50 shot, because it's the clock is in red if you lose possession. But it was unbelievable. And look, I said, I've always backed you if you see the space. Yes, it was 50-50. I'm not going to say I didn't shout anything when you did it, but when these things pay off, it's being brave, and they certainly were brave. And on the day, I was unbelievable. We won the year before, and it was something special, but there was just, this year was something different. I don't know if I was far more stressed, but the relief at full time was unbelievable.
And remember to listen to that piece in full, or to not miss any of our rugby coverage, you can become a member at offtheball.com/join. England women's head coach John Mitchell will stay on even if the Red Roses fail to win this year's Home Rugby World Cup, the RFU has confirmed. The RFU revealed that 61-year-old Mitchell and his England coaching staff all have contracts until 30th of June 2026, regardless of the outcome of the World Cup that starts at home in England in August. England, who last won the World Cup in 2014, have lost the past two finals to New Zealand. RFU Director of Rugby Performance Conor O'Shea said, "Results are important, but you don't want people thinking about what their next job is by having a contract finishing at that time. There will be no thought for anything until we get through the World Cup and the Six Nations." Mitchell was part of the coaching staff when Eddie Jones's England lost the 2019 World Cup final to South Africa, and O'Shea backed him to handle the inherent pressure that comes with leading a side at a home World Cup. The Red Roses lost the 2010 World Cup final on home soil to New Zealand, and while the men's team failed to get out of their pool at a home World Cup in 2015, England comfortably won their opening four games of this year's Women's Six Nations before holding on to defeat France by a point in a 43-42 thriller at Twickenham Stadium on Saturday. The victory secured a fourth consecutive Grand Slam and a seventh Six Nations title in a row to extend their winning run in all competitions to 25 games. The Red Roses' last defeat was by the Black Ferns at the World Cup final in 2022, with the match against Les Bleus the closest that sequence has come to ending.
The Slayer has been activated.
Id Software presents Doom: The Dark Ages. Pre-order now.
Rated mature.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players, and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America, and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name out there that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wales lock Jake Bull has signed for the Scarlets ahead of next season, reversing his decision to retire. The 33-year-old spent almost a decade at Parky Scarlet between 2012 and 2021, amassing 133 appearances and a further 50 for Wales in that time before relocating to Japan. Ahead of the current Japan Rugby League One season, the lock announced that he would retire at the end of this campaign, but departed in December. He has now opted to extend his career with the Scarlet side that have been busy ahead of next season. Ball's arrival will fill the void left by Scotland lock Alex Craig, with whose move to Glasgow Warriors was recently announced. Exeter have suspended head coach Rob Hunter and attack coach Ali Hepper following their record English Premiership loss at Gloucester. The pair have been stood down pending what the club describe as a full review of the match and the 2024-25 season to date after Chiefs' 79-17 loss at King's Home. Hunter had only been promoted to the role last month after Hepper's demotion as the struggling side tried to turn results around. Director of Rugby, Rob Baxter, will oversee the club's coaching for the remainder of the season. No final decision regarding the club's coaching structure going forward has been made, and it would be improper to make any further comments until all internal procedures have been completed, said Exeter Chairman and Chief Executive Tony Rowe in a statement. There had seemed to be some signs of recovery during Hunter's brief tenure after a 52-38 loss at Bristol in the first game under the new setup. Chiefs overcame fellow strugglers Newcastle 17-15 and impressed as they ran leaders Bath close a couple of weeks ago, losing 24-26 before Sunday's 62-point defeat. Exeter have just won 3 Premiership matches this season and lost all their Champions Cup games, including a new club record European defeat when they lost 69-17 to Bordeaux. The campaign has been Exeter's worst since promotion to the English top flight in 2010, and they are second bottom from the English Premiership. Now, that's about all we have time for on Tuesday's Rugby Daily. Remember to subscribe in your podcast feed to keep this pod coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm David Wilson, and I'll be back with more rugby news tomorrow.